she is, that's Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
But my mommy says does is different.
Hey, what's the argument?
Oh, Billy here says his mom don't believe does everything in the wash.
But Billy, does really does it.
How do you know?
Well, I'm the announcer on the Does radio program, and I know. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap.
Oh.
And it does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
See, Billy, I was right. And my mom says she needs does now. Because she's got lots of extra dirty clothes to wash.
So if we, my dad works in a war plant, and boy, does he get dirty.
Well, no matter how dirty his work clothes get, Does will get them clean, really clean, and easy, too. No soap made can do it easier. Why, your mom won't have to do any hard scrubbing.
Gee, she'll like that.
And she'll like the way Does does her towels, too. They'll be sparkling white.
Mom says our towels get even dirtier in wartime because Dad gets his hands so greasy at work.
Well, leave them to Does. It gets the grimiest towels dazzling white.
White like snow, huh, mister?
Sure. No soap made gets clothes whiter than Does.
Gee.
And Does helps colors stay bright longer.
That's what my mommy says.
Mm-hmm. And that's important, too, because ladies want to help rayon slips and nice colored wash dresses last longer in wartime. Matter of fact, Billy, you can tell your mom this.
What?
Does is safer for precious colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
See, didn't I tell you? Does is different.
Yeah, I guess even girls can be right sometimes.
Yes, Billy, you can't learn that too young. And ladies, just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So change to Does, D-U-Z, today. Even in the toughest wartime wash, Does does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has tried to resolve the crisis in her home. With Emma ready to leave and Mikey on the point of going back to army camp, Molly wants all the bad feeling forgotten and all the past forgiven. Molly has been trying to comfort Emma, and the final triumph for her good intentions, Molly believes, would be Mikey forgiving Emma. And after much talk, Mikey has agreed to go through the form of saying all is well. And now, outside Emma's room, this reconciliation is brewing. Listen.
Mikey, come. Come, please, Mikey. All Emma wants, she only wants you to hear her say that she's sorry for what she did.
All right.
Ma. Rosalie, put everything to the table.
All right.
Come, Mikey, we'll go back.
Look out, Spotty.
Look out, Spotty.
Well, did Emma tell you she was sorry yet?
Oh, please.
Did Emma tell you she was sorry, huh?
David, please.
I was turning my head, and then Jake was turning his head. Ah, you, Molly, could want Mike to face Emma face to face? I don't know. After
all
what
right.
She did to him.
David.
After what she did to him. Do you, or maybe you don't remember what she did?
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. Did she make Mikey go W-O-L or not? Please,
Uncle David.
Did she take Mikey's messages or not? And gave them to him or not, huh? Only one lucky thing that Sammy escaped them. That's
all right, David. All right. It's enough already. It's enough already, please. Come, Mikey. Look out, Sporty, from under my feet, and don't make me nervous also. Please. Rosalie, will you please open the door and take Sporty hither and thither and outdoors?
Right.
Come here, please. Come, Mikey, please, upstairs. Jake, you don't have to come upstairs.
I have one last word to utter.
Don't utter it.
All right, Mr. Goldberg, I'm not angry anymore. In fact, right now, I don't care one way or the other about Emma.
Mikey's not angry anymore.
No, we've pulled her claws and she can't hurt anybody anymore. And most of all, Sammy's through with it.
Paul?
And what she did to me, Well, that isn't final. I'll try to explain why I've been AWO.
Not final.
I only want to say...
I'll go in and Emma will say she's sorry and then she'll leave.
That's all, and she'll leave.
Certainly, that's the end of it. After all, the main point is that she's out of Sammy's mind and that she's given up hope.
That's all. The telephone.
Maybe it's for me, huh?
I'll see.
Go see, Jake, dear. Go too. See who's on the phone, everybody.
David, take the telephone.
Go in to Emma, Mikey, please.
I will in a minute.
Val, who?
Molly.
For me?
Molly.
For me. It's for me. I'm hurrying. What's the hurry? You're not going in to Emma, Mikey.
Well, I want to see who's on the phone.
Ma, hurry.
Well, yeah, but Val,
what is it, Rosie?
Molly. What is it?
Take it, Molly, take it.
I'm here, but what is it? Val, who
is it? Long or local?
Sammy's calling.
Sammy?
Yes, Sammy's calling.
Yes, I know. Person to person. Person to person, Molly.
I'm here person to person. Say yes.
I'm saying yes. She must have you personally, person to person.
So take the receiver.
Yeah, I'm taking. Give me.
1 minute. Here she is, person to person.
Let me talk to Sammy, too. Let
well.
Shh. Hello? Hello?
Let me talk.
Shh, I won't help. Hello? Hello? No, nobody's there.
Let me. Hello, operator.
Hello?
Hello? Listen, don't turn the receiver. You'll disconnect it.
You'll disconnect
it. Let the copper try.
I don't know. She said hello to me. Let me.
Let Uncle David try. Here. David, did you say Sammy was there, or maybe she said Seymour?
Seymour's long distance, or Seymour's local?
Hello? Hello?
Is Sammy, Mama?
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
I am the party.
She's the party.
Hello? No, Pamela.
Sammy?
Yes, Pamela. Mama talking. Pamela. Oh, did they have telephones in the camp? Sammy.
A question, question.
Yes.
Did they say something? Not yet.
Yes, we all hear, Pamela.
Maybe I'll get avoided.
You look well, Sammy. Well, I think so. Yes. Wonderful.
What's wonderful?
Pamela, tell me. Do you look well?
He said yes once.
Huh? Wait, I can't hear one.
Wants to say a syllable?
Somebody else wants to say a syllable, Molly.
Pamela, you look well?
Again, give me.
One minute. Somebody else wants to talk. I'll talk again, darling.
Give me. If you are talking, say something.
Here, so you say.
Hello, Sammy. This is Father.
David is here.
I want to talk to him, too. Pa. Tell him I'm here. I want to talk again.
How do you look, Sammy? Sammy, are you the stuff men are made of, huh?
Stuff? Ask him if he needs something or what of it.
Yes, Emily, yes.
And did you got my cookies?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Let me say hello first.
Make it quickly, Rosalie.
Please, Ma.
Ask him, did my cookies come wrinkled?
Okay. Did the cookies come wrinkled, then?
Hello, Sammy. Bye. How are you, Sammy? How'd you like socks I made?
Tell Mom I'm making a sweater.
Mom is making you a sweater. Gray I'm making. Yes. Mikey's still here.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
I want a voice.
Go, David. Let David.
Just a voice. Hello. Hello, Pamela. This is Uncle David talking. Yes. Did you take your talus with you?
Sammy's got his talus.
Your prayer shawl.
Sammy's got the prayer shawl.
Yeah. Remember, Monday's Yom Kippur, Sammy. How you look?
Look again.
Yeah.
Oh, I take it.
Mikey's here. Well, 1 minute.
Take it, Mikey, and don't hang up on a voice yet. I didn't say the word yet.
Hello? Yeah, how's the big shot?
Big shot.
Yeah, I'm leaving tonight, yeah.
Don't mention anything about Emma.
Don't mention anything about Emma, Mikey.
Yeah, well, I had a long furlough, that's all. Swell. You bet. All right. Yeah, well, okay, 1 minute.
You said you got to talk to me again. Hello? Just 1 minute, darling. And I'm not running so quiet that I should be able to hear a pin drop even. You hear? Hello? Well, 1 minute, darling.
You didn't mention.
Hello, Pamela? Mama again. Yeah. What?
What,
Mother? Oh, all right, darling. He's got to put in more coins in the telephone. He's got to put 1 second to talk again.
You've got to put more coins
in the
telephone.
You've got to put more money in the telephone.
Yes. You told him about the spread already.
Hello? Hello, family?
Yeah.
How do you look?
I look again.
How are you? Yes. The family with my cookies wrinkled? Yeah, I mean cracked. Yeah. But, yeah, certainly. Sure, family.
Sure, but.
Well, why not?
Why not, but?
Why not? Wait, darling, for 1 minute. Rosalie, go up and tell Emma.
Shall we ask for Emma?
Quickly.
Emma, Emma's getting ready to leave. And
quickly get Emma to the phone.
All right.
Yes,
for Emma. Yes, go and up. She's coming down in 1 minute, darling.
I didn't expect.
Did you got my letter?
Not expected at all.
Oh, you want a personal chat?
I didn't expect it.
Oh, all right, tell Rosalie to hurry, please. They're asking for more coins again. Tell Rosalie to hurry.
Oh, no.
Sam, darling, I'll bake you some more cookies. Now, how are you? Yes, for 1 minute. Rosalie!
Rosie!
Rosalie, run up, Sam. She'll be down 1 minute.
She won't come down, Bob.
She won't come down.
Wouldn't come down.
No.
Can you imagine?
You told her that Sammy was on the telephone. Wait, my dear. Wait,
Mikey. Tell me singing the other side. Say a voice.
Hello, Sammy.
Say she been out.
How can I say she been out when I said she was in? How can I say she been out? Hello? Hello? He's putting in more coins. He's putting in more coins. Let me go upstairs. Tell Sammy I'm calling Emma and that he shouldn't hang.
Tell Sammy Mama's calling. He shouldn't hang.
Tell Sammy Mama's calling. He shouldn't hang.
While Sammy waits on the other end of the line, Molly rushes up for Emma, because no one wants Sammy to know the things Emma did to Mikey. They all want Sammy to be free of any home burden, of any home worries. You can't be a good soldier if you're worrying about the home front. But hurting Sammy is just what Emma probably wants to happen. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of your dishwashing troubles. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it cheats you on speed. Or if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hand. Then I say it's time you met New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hand. Notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Just try it today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly's thoughts turn to Sammy, far away from home for the first time on the Day of Atonement. This is Clayton Collier, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.